Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for December the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our two of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. As you know, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. After all, it is the supreme law of the land. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And as you also know, we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers are one of the great key solutions we still have at our fingertips to restore the republic in the traditions of our founding fathers. It is about God, family, and country. And we have a very unique broadcast for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We have two guests, a husband and wife team. Doug and Amelia Ford are with us. They have a website called psalmsoflove.com. Psalmsoflove.com. And they together as a husband and wife team run an incredible non-denominational, multicultural ministry, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because the body of Christ is one in Him. The body of Christ is one in Him, no matter where we choose to worship, no matter where you are in the world, His divine creation, the opportunity for us to come together and draw upon the power of Almighty God who loves us infinitely is available to us all. Doug, Amelia, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Sam. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Hi, Amelia.
Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
All right. Now, you guys have multifaceted capabilities in your ministry. Doug does word and song, right?
Yes.
Ministering and song. And then your banners and dance, right, Amelia?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right. We sing about God. We dance of we dance for God. We teach of God. We serve in His honor. Doug, let's start out and learn about how did you guys create the ministry in the first place? What got you on this path in life?
Well, I've always been involved music-wise, you know, growing up. I've always been musically inclined, you know, to piano, different instrumentations. And we got started on this path years ago, and our path actually started, we were at a Phil Driscoll concert one time, and we knew that we were just craving what we were feeling in that service. There was no boundaries. There was just worshiping God. Everyone in the body together. It didn't matter what church that they went to. We were all together as one body. And as we just continued to crave that, we started going and digging and just digging deeper in God. And we started, He gave us the opening at one point, and we started just worshiping in music. It started as just doing maybe like a, you know, just one song here and there as a special. I would sing a song at a church where we were invited to go, and she actually started out signing. She would sign the words of the song and do it with, you know, a lot of feeling and emotion. And then it went further from that, and God brought banners into play, and she started dancing. And of course, we know in the Bible, David danced before God when they brought the ark back into Israel. So it is scriptural, and it is wonderful. And when you're in the presence of God, and there's nothing like it. So, I mean, that's kind of how we got started. And it started with one song here and there, and then it just grew to more and more. And we started worshiping and being used as worship leaders in different churches that we helped. And the comical thing was, and we all know that God has a good sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
He would use us in Spanish churches that were needing help with worship, or needing a worship leader. And well, I'm just an old gringo myself, so I don't speak very much Spanish, but I can sing it, phonetically written in front of me. I always like to say, I know enough Spanish to be dangerous, but.
Well, here's what we know. We know enough Spanish. The Lord uses tongues to help us convey his spirit to others. And the music, the love, the dance supersedes the language barrier, and people feel the Holy Ghost and feel the Spirit of God regardless. That's his way, right, Amelia?
Amen. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
All right, now I want to talk about the signing that Amelia did for a second really quick, because is that okay. American Sign Language, or what kind of signing are we talking about?
It was American Sign. Go ahead, honey.
It was American Sign Language. Yes, it was. And I did it for a period of time, really enjoyed it. But then the Lord led me into a lady asked me to come over to her house, and I'm like, okay. And she started showing me all these banners and these, she had different outfits. And I'm looking at her and I said, oh, those are beautiful for you, but I don't want anything to do with that. But thank you for sharing your feelings about it. And then God started working on me. And I have enjoyed, like you said, when we worship with banners, when we worship and pray, everybody, because like you said, and like he said, there's no language barrier here. Everybody receives it. It's just such a beautiful place to do. And I love to worship God in banners. And I look back at that, how God kind of, I say, set me up. It was the best setup that I ever had. I've enjoyed it so much.
Well, when God's in it, ladies and gentlemen, incredible things happen every time, because it's his work, not our work, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear about that. Now, Doug created a song. I should say God created a song through Doug, is probably how it really ought to be explained. It's called The Trumpet Sounds. And The Trumpet Sounds really is a clarion call to all of us. Let's play that piece now.
As I raise the flag that signifies the freedom of our land, I'm reminded of the sacrifice by those who took a stand. Yet through all the tribulations, we're still standing here today. Take away our rights like we joined as one to fight, trusting in God to give us strength. We'd lift our voice and pray. We're still one nation under God. God bless the USA and the trumpet sounds for you.
Gentlemen, Doug and Amelia Ford with me on your radio. Incredible song, very symbolic indeed. Psalmsoflove.com, their website, featuring their music, featuring their incredible ministry. All of us have the opportunity to hear the call of the trumpet, the call of God Almighty, asking us to turn to Him, asking us to repent, to change, to take advantage of the love, the glory, the blessings that He wants to bestow on us, but He respects our agency, thus the call. Now, with this song, the trumpet sounds, God gave it to you with a double meaning, right, Doug?
Yes, yes. When He gave it to me, it was actually back during when the election was going on, you know, the last election that was basically stolen, as I choose to say it. And God put on my heart, actually He put on my wife's heart, to write a song of encouragement, you know, for the body, for our country, even possibly for you know, President Trump. And God started giving me pieces here and there, and it came about that He really impressed on me to release the song on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. And I didn't question, I just put this together. But the double meaning is this: heaven's trumpet, which is the shofar. The shofar was what was referred to as the trumpet. Joel 2:1 says, blow the trumpet, but in Hebrew it's actually saying, blow the shofar. And the shofar was the ram's horn. So in the song, heaven's trumpet, it is referring to heaven's shofar. Now, we all know in the end that God Himself is going to blow the great shofar to call His children home. And it it was in reference to heaven blowing a shofar over our nation. God has blessed this nation. God's hand is still on this nation, even though it doesn't look like it with what we see going on. God's hand is still on this nation. This nation was given to God, dedicated to God by our forefathers. It was.
Let me say this another way to be very clear and make it very personal, very individualistic. We are his children. And God knows every one of us, and he has not forgot his children.
Amen. That's it. Exactly. And so it is in regards to God's heaven's trumpet, heaven's shofar, blowing over our land, letting us know he is still with us in regards to calling us and declaring truth and liberty for us. It also, the double meaning God was giving me is President Trump is also one of heaven's trumpets that has been sounding for our nation. President Trump is one of the only presidents that I know of in history, unless we go back to our forefathers, that has truly stood for everything that is godly, that is right, that is for our freedom, for our liberty, for our life, for truth, for justice, you name it. And in regards to it, also showing him, he was sounding his voice on our behalf as a country. And in regards to the song's double meaning, it is letting us know that God is with us. He ordained President Trump to be president. He was a president not only by choice, but he was ordained to be our president. It's almost like President Trump has been referred to as a modern David, in a sense, if you will, you know, in regards to King David in Israel. But that was the meaning that God gave to me. He wanted me to get it out during Rosh Hashanah. So I've done that. I have released it. It is an encouragement to us as his children, as brothers and sisters, as a nation that is still one nation under God, and an encouragement to President Trump. And I do still say he is President Trump. And let me throw some
relevance here onto this, so people kind of understand. We're not telling you that Trump's a perfect person. Trump's got a lot of baggage and he's got a lot of problems in his past. Okay, but despite that reality, God's ways are not our ways. God understands that he can take imperfect people and impress upon them and carry out his will. And I'll give you the example that I really want to highlight here. Donald Trump promoted pro-life more than any other president in modern day by far. He spoke at the pro-life venues. He did his best to jettison Roe versus Wade by putting people on the Supreme Court. I mean, I can go on and on. He changed the Mexico policy back to it being a Reagan-esque policy. I can go on and on. But the point I want to focus on is pro-life. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, God is the love that conquers all. And I am convinced that the Supreme Court justices who are dealing with this issue right now, ladies and gentlemen, right now, we believe that prayer is a spiritual weapon mentioned in Ephesians 6 that can be used. And I don't mean weapon in a bad way. I mean a defensive weapon so that we can defend and protect these children. I believe that the horn, I believe that the trumpet can call those members of the Supreme Court to do what's right and change back to a pro-life stance of our founding fathers and protect these little ones. That should be our prayer now. That should be our clarion hope for the trumpet to influence and call these justices to choose wisely, to choose God. Amelia?
Yes, we definitely do, because they can't call out themselves the babies, and we do need to stand in the gap, because prayer moves everything. And God is not happy with us at all, and he is going to move however he moves. We don't ever put God in a box, because he is always working behind the scene, even though sometimes it doesn't look like stuff is being done, even from what's going on in the White House. It is happening. God is moving, and that's where we all have to stand. Our God is a big God, and he will remove what needs to be removed, and he will do what needs to be done, and he is not happy with us at all.
The song is
Ladies and gentlemen, understand this reality. From a political point of view, George Washington, in my opinion, a true, honorable, God-fearing leader for Christ, a man who had the opportunity to take power and intentionally said, no, not going to do it, will not do it. Those are one in a billion people who have that kind of understanding and humility, ladies and gentlemen. But George Washington had a vision of the future of America. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with it, but look it up, because it'll give you the understanding, the reference point in which we make our comments here today. God is in charge. And in the end, it is a very fierce battle. It's the battle that was waged in heaven. You know what? Will people be able to choose for themselves as God and his plan called for? Or will we have Satan's plan, force? And Satan was rejected in that battle as Satan was cast down, continues on the earth today. The issue is liberty versus tyranny. And what will you embrace? What will you support with your time? Well, anyway, in this vision General George Washington had, he highlighted that, you know what, we're about to lose the battle, but angels come to our sacred aid. Doug?
Yes, yes. I remember hearing a story in regards to George Washington that I believe it was before the crossing of Delaware that he told all the troops that they were to be praying. They were putting up prayers before God, and he told the troops, it will only be by God that we win this war. And that is what happened. We know what happened after they crossed over Delaware. It changed, and the war went for the United States. So I remember that. And that's what this whole song, the song is an encouragement, trumpet sounds, but it is a call for this nation, for brothers and sisters to get in prayer before God. That is how we fight. We fight on our knees, and we fight in prayer. And we have to do this as one body in unity. No more division. That when you're in the presence of God, there is no division between anyone. It doesn't matter where your background is, what your language is, where you come from. There is no division in the body of Christ, literally no division. And we as one body need to be praying for this nation. We need to pray, and then we are going to win. It will,
ladies and gentlemen,
turn around.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doug and Amelia Ford are with me. They have an incredible ministry for Christ. Psalmsoflove.com. Music, dance, banners, the word of God, prayer, worship. We can come together as God's children and make a difference. I'm blowing off the other breaks, but I can't blow off the bottom of the hour break. Radio stations depend on it for news. So we'll do that. We'll come right back. We got a lot more to cover. Incredible ways we can get involved, ways we can hear the trumpet of God and come together as his children, as one. Will you help us?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court determined the Biden administration broke the law when they discontinued the Remain in Mexico policy, officially known as Migrant Protection Protocol. It will start back up Monday as a deal has been reached again with Mexico.
We also believe in following the law, and that's exactly what we're doing, as there was a ruling that required us moving forward with implementation.
Candidate Joe Biden in 2020.
Seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America. They're sitting in squalor on the other side of the river.
Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris again last week offered no leadership on the border crisis. Senator Bob Dole, who overcame devastating World War II combat wounds to become a longtime Republican senator from Kansas and his party's unsuccessful 1996 presidential nominee, died in his sleep Sunday at the age of 98. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined...
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Parents of the Michigan high school shooter have been arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter for allegedly buying their son the handgun used in the crime. The couple were hiding out in a commercial building. The owner of that building is cooperating with authorities.
Police in the Detroit area had said they did think somebody had helped the parents of the accused Michigan shooter get into the building where they were found hiding on Saturday. That's when they were apprehended by police. But officials now say a Detroit area artist, 65-year-old Andre Sikora, originally of Poland, isn't charged with the crime, but voluntarily contacted police after finding out about the Crumbleys' arrests. Sikora is reportedly maintaining his innocence despite being connected with that building, and they say he's now fully cooperating with investigators. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Chinese rover on the dark side of the moon has been exploring since early 2019. It discovered a strange-looking cube-shaped object it spotted in the distance. We should know more in the coming days. USA Radio News.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday I had a wonderful day of rest and relaxation. And some of Doug's incredible music, Doug Ford and his wife Amelia with us, ladies and gentlemen. They have a ministry, psalmsoflove.com. And the music that Doug brings to the table comes from God through him. And he's got incredible songs with singing and voice, like the trumpet sounds. But he's also got incredible instrumental music designed to help you reflect, to help you ponder God's majesty, God's love, and God's interest in our very lives. He's interested in the details of our lives. He has not forgot about you. He has not forgot about me. And Doug and Amelia Ford's ministry is designed, ladies and gentlemen, as a non-denominational, multicultural ministry. Why? Because the body of Christ is one in Him. No matter where we live, no matter where we choose to worship, our ministry, they say, is very passionate about encouraging and helping the body of Christ to grow into a deeper, loving relationship with God. When we go deeper into his presence, ladies and gentlemen, we change. There is true healing and freedom. Their ministry does this through worship, teaching, song, dance. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta love it. And this is the kind of stuff that we really need to think about as times get tougher, as the world becomes more polarized. We need to hear the trumpet's call. We need to repent and change and come unto Christ. And as we do, rich blessings. I'm going to say that again for emphasis. Rich blessings are awaiting. God's love can wrap us all in this huge blanket of comfort and strength and success, humility and honor as we honor Him and serve one another. That's America, ladies and gentlemen. That's America. We believe that prayer is a wonderful tool, a weapon. We need to pray for the Supreme Court justices that they choose life. That's a critical reality-based political situation we're involved in now. But I say that it's not political, it's moral. Do you have the morality to stand with Donald Trump and others for life? We believe that just like Paul, he taught about the armor of God, that our worship is also a spiritual solution. Amelia, let's start there for a second.
If we really, any battle that we have, if we take it and we lay it at God's feet, we pray the word of God, because the word of God is a two-edged sword, and we leave it in God's hands. We always stand for truth in love. It all has to be in love, because what is going on in our nation right now is not love. We have to stand in love. If you feel one way and I feel another way, I need to let you be who you are, and you need to let me be who I am. But it also has to stand on the word of God. If it does not stand on the word of God, we don't want that. We don't want that. But we have to love the person and help them to see the light of God, the light of God.
Love, light, and truth, ladies and gentlemen, critical as we stand together to restore the greatest country on the face of the earth and realize that it's not government we look to, it's God Almighty. So Doug received a testimony, if you will, through song. The song is God is the Love That Conquers All. Let's play that now. Cam?
Each day becomes a challenge just to get up out of bed. You were hurt by those you trusted. It's enough to spin your head. But you have dreams within your heart that only you can give. So lift your head, hold it high, and choose this life to lead. Love conquers all and takes us through the trials of life. We need not hold on to me. So open up your heart and shine for all to see. For within you there's a greatness that only you can be. And don't listen to the voices that whisper in your ear. There's nothing that can hold.
Ladies and gentlemen, hear him, worship him. Psalm 22:3 states that God inhabits our praise. And whenever he is present, there is always victory, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that those who want to destroy our liberties will not succeed. You got that? I got news for them. They will fail. God is the love that conquers all. Is the name of that song, ladies and gentlemen. Created by God, sent through Doug Ford. Doug and Amelia Ford, a husband and wife team, have an incredible ministry. Yeah, non-denominational, multicultural ministry to bring us all together to worship and learn about and be involved in following God. Psalmsoflove.com is their website with music and dance and a whole lot more. Now, God is the love that conquers all is a song, but there's a book that goes with this as well, right, Doug?
Yes. God gave me a book later after the song to collate with it. It goes into a further explanation on how his love can conquer all. And it actually is free on our website. If you go to psalmsoflove.com/books. You can download the PDF of it, and I mean, it's free for anybody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can get that as a free download on the website, right?
Yes. It's a free PDF of the book. It goes along with the song, and it's encouraging. When God gave me the song, he gave it to me to where the song, the core meaning, it is his love conquers all. It takes us through the trials we didn't choose. We know, for example, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, we know the story. They refused to bow down to to the idol. But they were not rescued from the fire. I heard a pastor speaking this recently. They were thrown into the fire. It was not until they were in the fire where they were rescued. They did go through the fire, but then they came out not even smelling like smoke. So
the point that you need to know here, ladies and gentlemen, is there was still a faith challenge for even those three. They had this. That would be a faith challenge if I've ever seen one.
Absolutely.
Very much so, very much.
But they
so.
Remained faithful, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord rewarded them with his omnipotent protection. And that's what he can do for us, ladies and gentlemen, if we're willing. Why do I say if we're willing? Because he doesn't force these things on us. That's not the way God works. God works through love. God works through gentle persuasion. God works through leadership and power. God works through love. And love, in my mind, is equivalent to trust. And that conquers all, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about some of the testimonies from your ministry, Amelia.
Okay.
We've had a number of them where we just go into a service. And, of course, you know how God is. He just moves magnificently. And we have one lady in a service. She was a massage therapist, and she had been having some problems with her hand. And we weren't aware of it. And she said during the service with the praise and worship, her hand was healed. And we give God all the glory. And it was just through the worship. She didn't let anybody know, you know, which you don't have to. God knows. That's all that needs to know. And God moved mightily. No laying on of hands. Sometimes God does require that we lay hands on people. But God just moved throughout the service. It was beautiful.
We do have another incident. We have prayed for many times that God would set people free, that he would heal them, that he would deliver them in worship, even without anyone laying hands on them. But we had a friend where, in regards to how powerful prayer really is, we had a dear friend whose brother had cancer and was dying from cancer. And his brother lived in Puerto Rico, and this happened to be a brother that we ministered with in one of the Spanish churches that God had us at the time. And he stood in the gap for his brother, and so we laid hands on him, praying for his brother and praying for healing from the cancer. And I think it was about 2 weeks later that our friend told us his brother went back to the doctor and the cancer was gone. So prayer is truly a weapon of warfare, a spiritual weapon of warfare that we have. And we don't realize a lot of times how powerful that weapon is. We really don't.
I think it's important never to underestimate the power of prayer. I believe the prayer is, in a way, a passport to spirituality. If you want to become one with God, if you want to learn to follow Christ, if you want to, then you pray to him. And I kind of think of Fiddler on the Roof and Tevye. And I know his relationship is a little bit sacrilegious in a way. You kind of go, oh,
that's
boy.
Good,
but the truth is, you know what? It wasn't sacrilegious at all because God was his friend. And he thought of God, his father, as his friend. And I hope our children think of us as our friends, too. Not friends to where, you know, hey, there's no leadership or responsibility, but friends as in, I genuinely care about you. When that trust is there, friendship and fellowship is there. Anyway, and so Tevye literally jokes and kind of has a sense of humor, as does Almighty God. But it really highlights kind of this. You need to develop a relationship with your God. And as you do, he will guide your steps. He will direct your paths.
Yes.
That's what we're getting at, right?
That's
what we're getting at. In a way, prayer is like going to the table. If my child was to come to the table and ask for, you know, something that was on the table, I said, of course I'm going to give it to him, you know. And it's not that we have to come begging and pleading. God wants us to see him as a papa. The very word Abba in Hebrew means my father, which translates in our terms as daddy. Very, very intimate in the Jewish language. And that's how Papa God wants us to see him. He loves us that much. I mean, we know he gave everything he had for us. Jesus came willingly. Jesus wasn't forced. He wasn't even forced on the cross. They couldn't have put him on the cross unless he allowed them to. And you were talking about decisions, you know, and choices just a few minutes ago. There are really only two choices. And I heard someone say this this not too long ago, and I love how they said this, and I just want to share this. In regards to, there's only two races, those who believe and those who don't believe. And that's it. Otherwise, we are one. We were meant to be as one. And God is our Father. And the two choices is that we know the two thieves that were beside Jesus. One chose him and one did not. And that's it. That's all in life. And God has done everything he can to plead us, to pull us, to tug us, to nudge us, to choose his love, because his love is unabounding and his love changes everything. His love, the Bible even says that a soft answer will do away with wrath. It is his love that will change everything. And that is what the meaning of that song was. He wanted me to present it and not so much on that one as a preachy type song, but as a song that anyone listening to, even if they don't know God, could start seeing the picture, and God could draw them into himself. And then, of course, the book that goes along with it does the same thing. But the core meaning of that song, Love Conquers All, God is that love.
What God is offering is living water, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And this living water that he offers, he doesn't force it to you, but he does make it available. And so it's really a song of invitation. It's really a song of, I have living water, I have life. I have love, I have what conquers all, I have the solution, and my invitation is to all, not some, all of my children.
Yes.
That's my understanding. All right, Doug, where is your ministry physically? Do you guys have a worship, do you worship in a building, or do you have online services? How does that all work?
We have online, the website online, and you go to the website, you can watch the videos that we put together. You can get the songs if you want to. We're in Florida, but we worship where God leads us. We go where God directs us. You know, a church opens the door for us to come, you know, and do a worship service. That's what God is leading us to do. And so but we're physically in Florida is where we are, you know, where the sunshine is nice. But that's where we're at. But yeah.
Where do you see the future of this going to be? Obviously it's growing. Obviously it's sorely needed in our society. But what do you guys think? Has God given you guys kind of a hint of the future?
We're getting ready to go into a revival where there's going to be all brothers and all sisters of every nationality, of every language, worshiping together in all languages. We may sing a song. I can worship listening to someone sing a worship song in Hebrew or in Spanish, in Italian, in Japanese. It doesn't matter the language, because I feel the presence of God through the Spirit. And it's going in that direction. God, it's like the Bible says, God wants us to worship him in spirit and truth, in pure love for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may not have an apostolic calling such as Peter. You may not be called by Christ to throw down your net and follow him. In other words, you may not, in an apostolic scenario, be required that kind of 24/7 dedication. But make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, the trumpet sounds. Make no mistake, the clarion call is to each one of us individually to follow him, to make changes in our lives, to make the important things important. And if the pandemic, fake or real, is any indication, this is to really wake us up, ladies and gentlemen, to what do you really believe? Do you believe that the armor of God happens through worship and prayer? Do you believe that the trumpet sounds calling you? Do you believe in God's love conquering all? The founding fathers sure did, Amelia.
Yes. Yes, they did. And I think that is the thing that we really need to focus on. When we're going through difficult times, when the media is just sabotaging us with all these lies, all this deceit, that we need to get into praise and worship, get on our knees, seek the word, and that will give them give us the freedom that we need. God does not want us living in fear. He wants us to be victorious, and we can't buy into everything that is on the news media. We seek God, and we find the answer.
There is only peace in the presence of God, only in the presence of God. And it's peace beyond our imagination, our understanding. And there's no peace anywhere else other than that.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is peace in Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, there is peace in God's love. And the reason we wanted to spend this hour with you today in such religious matters is because our founding fathers taught us very clearly that, you know what? The liberties that we enjoy, the country that we've been given by their sacrifice, is only for a moral and a religious people. Let's be very clear about that. Amelia, give us your website again.
Psalmsoflove.com.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Doug and Amelia doing a great job, really telling the tale of who we are. We came from God. We can return to God. Where we came from, why we're here, and where we're going. And how we can come together and serve one another and serve our God. Psalmsoflove.com. Doug, you got about 30 seconds. You get the last word, sir.
I want to say thank you for having us on here, and I want to encourage everyone, seek God first. That is the only place you're going to find true peace. He loves you so much. He really does. God bless. God bless.
And as we learn to follow Christ, our love is increased, ladies and gentlemen. The love of Christ, ladies and gentlemen, is the solution to the problems we face in America today. Learning to become one, learning to obey and keep his commandments, receiving blessings as we do so. That is the key, ladies and gentlemen. The founding fathers understood it. It wasn't about denominations. It wasn't about the keys to theology and dividing over opinions. It was about coming together, following Christ, and realizing that God, not government, is where solutions, love, answers, and peace are found. For Doug and Amelia Ford and Sam Bushman, thank you so much for all you do. Psalmsoflove.com. This nation shall endure. God save the Republic.